Hello and welcome back to the Too Much Podcast with Rem and Lib.
Yeah, it's me, Remedy.
Oh my
I know
gosh.
You are probably more used to hearing me intro the episode, but
yeah, sorry to hurt your ears.
I'm feeling a little under the weather. So
she's always feeling under the weather these days. Her doctor needs to get on it.
I am.
Speaking of, you had a doctor's appointment.
Yes.
Was it good? Did they cure you?
They gave me some helpful information about what's going on in my body, and I'm not necessarily like super wanting to talk about all the details of my blood work on the podcast.
You don't want to just like get out your blood work and tell us the numbers? Why
like
not?
Right there, you reach over and grab it. And you're like, so your hemoglobin. But no, it was good. Because you know how sometimes with the doctor, you have to advocate a little bit too much for yourself. I feel like I've been doing this forever, and I'm like, no, I am sick. I am sick. There is actually something wrong. There's not a reason I should have this.
I'm flipping through her blood work. I don't know what any of it means.
And just look at the red, baby. And I didn't have to do that at all, which was so helpful.
Yeah, that's really awesome.
Yeah, it was great, even though there are things that I need to work on. So, amazing.
Yesterday, she told me, she said, which we forgot to talk about it, but yesterday she said, yeah, I got some results back. Things are about to change. and like we're literally out like in the parking lot. And I'm like, oh, so you're going to leave me with that? I still don't know what it is, though.
Something's about
to change. We just pressed play. Things are about to change. But Remedy loves leaving with a cliffhanger. So maybe you guys will find out.
Eventually, maybe.
I don't know what any of this means.
No, me either.
I like looking at it, though. It makes me feel important.
For sure. So anyways, that's what's going on today.
So fun.
How was your day, Libby?
It was good. It's cold.
Oh my gosh.
There's not much going on.
It's so cold.
Yeah, it felt like 2 degrees this morning.
I don't know if I can do the cold anymore.
It's not going to be cold for much longer.
Next week's going
to
be warm, right?
I just feel allergic to talking about the weather.
You don't like talking about the weather.
I don't like talking about the weather.
What is it though? Like
we always are having, everyone's always having to talk about the weather.
And you know, it is what, I feel like even since, sorry y'all, I'm just like
so sick.
I'm like having a hard time. But anyways, even when we were little, it's just a common thing that you talk about the weather when you don't have anything to talk about. But now I'm like, well, I do need to talk about the weather with people.
Because it being physically cold outside is like affecting my day.
It's incredibly relevant.
I don't want to be in a conversation with someone where they're like, I'm bored. We had a very fun weekend.
We did have a fun weekend.
What'd we do, Rem?
Well, Friday was Valentine's Day.
It was, but even before that,
Thursday
was my Galentine's
party.
I had the best time setting up for that party. I was going around town. I was hanging stuff up in my kitchen. It was the best. My dad sent me roses and I almost cried.
Off for 2 days.
Yeah, I was off on Thursday and Friday. So it was just the best days ever to be off. And yeah, I just had the best time. And I was like, well, I wish I could feel this way all the time. But my Galentine's party was really fun. We made punch cards. What were your punch cards, Rem?
A million of them. And have I punched a single one yet? No.
Really? I punched 2.
Well, I made mine really extravagant.
You did.
I punched like, I can't punch one until I've worked out 5 times in the morning before work.
Yeesh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
She made the same card over and over and over again. And I realized what a perfectionist Remedy is. Because I was like, no, that looks really good. She's like, no, do you see this little squiggle here? Imperfect. Throw it away.
Nice. I did punch card for working out in the morning before work.
Mm-hmm.
I did one about books. I did one like savings. And then I did like one-on-one hang times with people.
I should have done savings. I need to be doing that.
Kristen looked over at mine when I was making my savings one. And she was like, oh, giving. That's a good idea. And I was like, I don't know how to tell you this,
this
but
is giving to my future self.
This is, yeah, given to me.
Giving to me by me.
Oh, anyways, but yeah, it was so fun.
It was super fun. I did one for baking new things, because I always just bake the same thing, which I love, but baking new recipes. Mm-hmm. And I got to punch one off because I made those thumbprint cookies for the party. And then I did one for books, and it was like certain kinds of books. And I got to mark off rom-com because I read a super fun book over the weekend.
Yeah, she did. She won't quit talking about it.
Yeah, I honestly haven't thought about it since I was with you. So I have stopped talking about it.
Oh.
The book is Summer Romance. And you might ask, Libby, why were you reading a book called Summer Romance in February? Because I was in a book slump and I needed something good. And it's by Annabelle Monaghan, and she's a great author. And it was so fun. And it was awesome. I mean, it was awesome.
Something you should know about Libby is that when she's reading, she, like, we could be in a room full of people, yeah, reading, quiet. All of a sudden, you're hearing, and we're like, what happened? And it's something that, like, nobody else would really gasp about. Of
no, but I'm like, he's the skater boy.
It's like so, huh? Audible.
Yeah. Well, I can't, like, it's just like those, like, I mean, the book I read for the readathon, I was doing the same thing. But if you read that book, you also will be gasping. I'm for real. It was crazy. This book, I don't know why. I was just invested. But I'll, like, laugh out loud too.
Yeah.
I love it. It's fun.
It is fun that you do that.
I love that about me. I also was being very self love, like, boosting myself all weekend. I just kept saying things like, I don't know what I was saying. But it was just like, I'm just, what was I saying?
No, you really did.
Or, well, like, I'm just so awesome.
Libby, no, it would also literally be like, okay, here's an example. Uh-huh. I think one time we were, and I might be making this up, uh-huh, but at one point we were getting into the car and it was really raining and Libby had a hood on and I did not. And I was trying to get into the car door closest to us, and she pushed me out of the way and got in herself. And so then I had to get in on the other side. And an example would be me being like, Libby, that was so rude. And she's like, what? It's all about self-love this weekend.
Self-love this weekend. Valentine's was about loving your friends. Valentine's is about loving your significant other. And the day after is about showing love to yourself.
Yeah, I love that philosophy.
Yeah, so I was really showing love to myself by pushing Remedy. That's not the first time I've pushed Remedy out of the way before.
Like, honestly, you pushing me
is like just a thing that continued.
But on Thursday, Libby did her Galentine's. On, yeah, Friday, me and my roommates hosted a coffee shop at our house.
It was so awesome.
It was really cute, mm-hmm, and really fun.
They made their own stickers.
We made our own stickers and put them on cups, and the menu was so cute, and we made coffee and had treats for people, and my coworkers really did come over and work, and it was so fun, and it sparked in me a desire to own a coffee shop.
She's like the one taking orders and just standing there, and her roommates are like sweating in the back, and she's like, I don't know why they say this is so hard. Like, this is easy. I want to do this.
But
I want to open a coffee shop.
I did make a couple.
Yeah. And the one I had was really good. Gracie made it, I think.
It was always like
both
a team effort.
You wrote my name on the cup. Claire and Gracie made the coffee.
Okay, maybe specifically. Actually, yes, you're right. Specifically for yours and Abigail's, that is what happened, because I was like, oh, these are my friends coming in. I need to be the one taking their order.
Mm-hmm.
But I did learn to finally use the espresso machine.
That's awesome. Oh my gosh.
This goes long back to time your birthday coming. Party.
Yeah.
And it was really fun. But even more than that, I have a desire to turn my entire house, like, I decided, mm-hmm, I want to buy my house from my landlord and turn our whole downstairs into a coffee shop.
Be awesome.
And boutique.
Mm-hmm.
That would be amazing.
You absolutely should do it. You should do it.
Okay, so maybe I'm going to be doing that. So that was Palace Coffee Shop.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to the lake on Saturday.
Yeah, super fun. We went to dinner on Friday night to this place called Barrel House.
Oh, yeah.
And how would you describe it? It was very down home.
It was rustic.
That's a great way to
describe it. It was rustic, yet somehow we were underdressed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because people were wearing their jeans and, like, working boots. Mm-hmm. And we were just in our sweats and sneakers.
Yeah.
But the writing on the walls was like
literally writing on the wall.
Eat, gather.
What else? Be still.
Be still. You feed them.
It's
5 o'clock come.
Somewhere. Yeah.
We a picture like, of a cow.
Yeah. It was awesome. There were girls there. There were middle school girls there that were for sure going to a Valentine's dance. We saw it all.
We saw it all. We loved it. I ate chicken fried chicken.
Yeah. What I a burger. A good burger. Burger. Why am I saying that weird?
Burger.
Burger.
So that was our Valentine's meal. And then we watched Libby for the first time ever.
Oh my gosh.
Coyote Ugly.
I'd never seen it.
Such an iconic movie.
It really was. And then the next night I watched
Crossroads,
which feel very much same vein.
Similar vibe. Yeah.
But Friday, something really important happened.
Friday, something really important happened.
Two things.
On Valentine's Day?
We're gifted to us on Valentine's Day.
The meal?
We love the guessing game. You know I love a guessing game. Two things were gifted to us on Valentine's Day. I'm pointing to my ear.
You're pointing to your ear. Headphones, music. Oh my gosh.
I did a little dance and
we
got it.
Two deluxe albums, y'all.
Yes, it was awesome.
Short and Sweet from Sabrina. And also, is it called something else?
What? No, I think it's just Short and Sweet Deluxe. That's all it is.
Wow.
Which is kind of crazy of her to not do something.
I know. It's really interesting.
And then we got, what is?
Role Models.
We got Kansas Anymore, The Longest Goodbye.
Longest Goodbye.
And wow. Very different vibes, both awesome.
Yeah, I am preferring Role Models.
Wow.
I've honestly listened to Sabrina's deluxe songs maybe two times.
Mm.
I'm just... Mm-hmm. Okay. I've only been able to get myself right now to listen to a Role Model or Justin Bieber.
You want Boy those male season. Voices.
Yeah, which it's never like that.
It never is like, so you might as well soak it up.
Might as well soak it up.
Totally. I've been loving Sabrina.
Okay.
Amazing. I love all of the songs. I don't like the Please, Please, Please with Dolly Parton, personally. I don't like it.
It doesn't make the song better.
No, it just kind of feels like a little wobbly.
It's amazing that Sabrina got to do that.
I think that's really special for her.
But we don't need to be listening to it.
We don't like this is just her song for her to have.
Yeah.
Personally. But yeah, I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed with it. And there's a line at the very end of Bad Reviews. And if you know what you probably already know what I'm talking about because it's so iconic and just painfully relatable. Because she says, because I refuse to be wrong again and I can't lose another boy that's not even my boyfriend. And I feel like I feel like every woman in my life is like, oh, gosh.
Totally. Like, we've all lost
we've
someone
all
who wasn't
lost
ours
someone
to lose.
Who wasn't ours to lose. Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
We get you, Sabrina.
And I was like, that is a good line. That is a good line. I love it. I love the album.
Okay, great.
But Role Model is feeling more significant.
Role Model is feeling more significant, but also I'm just going to go ahead and say, obviously we got the bridge to Sally when the wine runs out on TikTok before the song was
released.
Which
I don't even think I was noticing that.
Yeah. Like that song was not out.
Yeah.
And I cannot stop listening to the song.
Yeah.
And I cannot wait to sing it at his concert live.
Oh my gosh.
We're not going together.
We're not going together. We're both going to see Role Model next week or this week. Sorry, as of you guys listening. Yeah. But we're not going together. And I know that might make you guys sad. But let me tell you one thing. Me and Abigail are going and we invited Remedy to come with us. And she said, I can't afford it. I can't do that right now.
and the tickets were like $50.
It was so much cheaper.
Months ago.
She buys a ticket Friday.
Okay, cool. Also, I can't afford it.
That's what you said. You were like, I'm not in a place. I can't do that. You weren't wanting to spend money on it. You could afford it. You just weren't wanting to.
Totally. Libby's like, Remedy's really poor.
Well, you have like
and
a.
So that's
why she's trying
not.
To have savings. She can't be giving right now. And
Libby's like, if you're not.
She's starting a coffee shop to make money.
If you're picking up on it, she's in need.
You guys want to Venmo her?
Which. Honestly, yeah, I'm always in need.
Always in need. Totally.
But yeah, I in the moment I was like, no, I'm not making that decision right now to go to Role Model.
But she made it now, a week before.
And then the deluxe album came out and me and my roommates were listening and we were like, what are we doing? We love him so much. We've loved this album the entire time. Mm-hmm. What on earth are we doing? And so we bought tickets to go in a different city on a Sunday night.
Crazy. I mean, I'm going on a Thursday night, so I don't know which is better. Honestly, maybe Sunday's better. I feel like maybe Sunday's better because I have to work on Friday.
And I have to work on Monday.
I know, but I have to work on Thursday. And then I have to work.
And then I also have to work on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That is true.
But I have to work on Thursday and immediately drive to Dallas.
My situation's harder.
No, mine is.
And I'm driving further. So.
You are. You chose that. Anyways. So we're feeling really excited. And so it's awesome. It's perfect timing for us that he came out with a new album. Not new album, but new songs. Because he'll be. Also, I just have heard the greatest things about him performing. He's just like an awesome person. He's so funny. And he's like, so funny. We're Charlie Puth.
thanks for coming out. We're the Jonas Brothers.
So, and like, he's, and then he's like saying things about like Sabrina. So I feel like Sabrina's going to come up.
Oh my gosh.
He was singing Espresso at his concerts. Shut up. She's not going to go to the Dallas or the Austin show. Oh yeah,
she's about to start her Europe leg of Short and Sweet tour. So I'm like
really proud of her for that. Gonna miss her.
Me too.
And I miss that she's...
I told my... I was with a group of people the other day and I was like, I don't want Sabrina to go.
No, I don't want her to go.
To another country.
I don't want... Yeah, I think I want her to stay on American soil.
She belongs here.
Yeah, no, she's so American. She's unbelievably American. It's painful.
And it's not always a good thing.
No, absolutely not. Okay, well, Remedy, do you want to tell them about what we're doing in this episode?
For sure. So, obviously, me and Libby are amazing businesswomen. And so we do have a plan when it comes to this podcast, whether that reflects in the episodes or not. Yeah. We do sit down and we come up with a schedule and all of the things. And we have episodes planned out at least like a month in advance. Mm-hmm. But last week we finished recording and we were like, okay, what are we talking about next week? And we pull up our calendar.
Nothing.
It's blank. We've skipped this next week and have like the next 3 weeks planned, mm-hmm. but... this week was blank, so we were like, oh gosh, like what are we gonna talk about? So we needed to put our thinking caps on and we were like, we could talk about this, no, we could talk about that. And then genuinely somehow Role Model came up
because mm-hmm. I was like, we're gonna go to his concert that week.
And then we were like, oh okay, like yeah, let's talk about role models let's talk about how we want to be role models. Let's talk about people that we love
and admire. And so here we are. That's what we're going to do.
Furthermore.
Abigail sent us this video. I'm literally going to pull it up. And it's this person being like, interesting, like conversation segues I like to use. And I was like, honestly, great for the podcast. Let me pull it up. Because, okay. I didn't need this for the pod, to be honest. But mind you, I'm just going to read them. All the while, I wonder if furthermore is going to be on here. I love saying, hold on. On the contrary. So these are going to be so things we're implementing. Contrary. Stay with me now. We need to start saying that. Okay. What else? Neither here nor there. Furthermore. Shut up. Did you watch it all the way through? Because I didn't. That being said. No, seriously, like we're going to be saying
those. The thing about those, we're acting like those are funny, unique,
creative. No, those are things I was using in essays in high school.
Literally, those are grammatical statements.
I know, but it's funny.
Let's use those for the podcast. So stupid.
Well, because the whole thing is like to use in conversation to like spice up. Because if you say, stay with me now, that's awesome. So, I need to start saying.
So stay with me now. Stay with us. We're going to be talking about our role models.
And we're really, I mean, also these people listen. So excited for you guys to hear.
Yeah. All of my people listen except for one.
One of mine might not either.
But I could send it to them and they would listen.
Exactly.
Okay. So we each wrote down like three of our role models. Mm-hmm. And we're just going to talk about them.
And mainly like... we're going to talk about them and we're going to talk about the things about them that we really look up to.
Uh-huh.
And I think I'm going to talk about like things I've learned from them uh-huh. and how I kind of want to be like them when I grow up in different ways.
For sure.
Because I think often we think of a role model as someone who is like, I want to be exactly like this person. Mm-hmm. But that's not how it's supposed to work.
Yeah.
You're supposed to see different qualities in different people and say, oh, I'd love that quality. Yeah. Like, I would love to grow in that. Or like, oh, they're really good at that. It's okay if you have a million different role models. That's how it should be.
Mm-hmm. That, yeah, same for me. I was really thinking through, I have so many role models, mm-hmm. but as I was choosing who I was going to talk about specifically for this episode, I really was like, the things I admire most in these people, if you compile all of those things, that is who I want to be.
Totally. Like, that's good.
That is honestly, the type yeah. of role model for other people that I want to be.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, yeah, these are the people I'm going to talk about. That being said, don't feel sad if you don't get a shout out in this episode.
Because
you are our role model.
And if you're a friend, then we could go on and on. We can't yeah. do that. We can't sit here and do that. I'm sorry.
We can't,
but I wish we could.
Me too. So do you want to start or do you? Yeah, I want to start.
I don't know. I want to start.
Okay, you start.
Okay, my first that I want to say is my dad.
Aw, Tom,
love you. He hasn't been listening. He hasn't caught up. So he needs to catch up and get to this episode. He's going to listen to this in like 2 months. Anyways, he's going to give me a hard time for saying that. Okay. My dad, obviously, well, he's my dad. But I love my dad. And we have a very sweet relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And something, the things that I said that I admire about my dad in ways that I'm like, I want to be like that. My dad does such an awesome job of surrendering to the Lord. He loves control, and that's where I get it from. His natural is to try to control things.
Yeah.
And in the last 5 years, he has surrendered so much over to the Lord and like encourages me to do the same. And it's so awesome because it's like, having someone who I'm like, no, you know exactly how I feel and wanting to control the situation, but instead you're submitting it to the Lord
yeah.
and you're trusting him with it and you're encouraging me to do the same. Then the other thing I will say, my dad is such a good friend.
Love.
So another person on this list is someone who is a friend of my dad's from college. And that is really crazy that his friends from 30 plus years ago, are like in my life actively because he is such a good friend and yeah. like really values friendship. And I know that that's where I got it. So love you, Dad.
That's really sweet. In a similar vein, my first role model is my mom.
Oh, Moni.
I talk about my mom a lot on this podcast, just pretty casually because yeah. I speak to her every single day and she is... I don't love anyone as much as I love my mm-hmm. mom. She is the best person that I know, genuinely, for a lot of different reasons. But my mom has had not like the easiest hand of cards dealt to her in her life. And she's walked through so many hard things. Mm-hmm. And I've watched her be so resilient and so strong and continue to just be so hardworking and so faithful and genuinely not ever give up. And I oftentimes think about if I were in my mom's shoes, I'm like, well, I would have given up a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah,
she's just so strong. And I'm sure there are plenty of days in which my mom wishes that that wasn't a character quality mm-hmm. of hers.
Totally.
You know, the strong people are always like, why do I have to be the strong yeah. person? And
sounds
that's
familiar.
Something I get yeah. from my mom. I'm yeah. just like, well, I got to do it. Like, yeah. this is who I am. This is a part of me.
Mm-hmm.
But I've learned how to do that from my mom. And so I love her so much and I'm so proud of her. And then in the midst of my mom's life and the million things she constantly has going on, she is also, I would say, probably like the most selfless and generous person that I know. I think of the parable in the Bible of the woman who
mm-hmm.
gives a coin, like at the temple, one mm-hmm. coin, because that's what she has. And the Lord blesses her and calls her faithful daughter because she gave a lot of the little that she had. Mm-hmm. And that's just how I view my mom. It doesn't matter what her circumstances are. It doesn't matter what she has going on. She's going to be generous with her time and her resources and her just everything with her mm-hmm. whole being. She's so generous, so selfless, and is constantly putting others before herself. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, that might get the best of her. But she like looks more like Jesus to me than anyone else in that regard. So
it's awesome.
My mom's my role model.
Love.
Love. Okay, who's your next role model?
My next role model is who I was referring to. It's Michelle Wilson. Mm-hmm. If you know me in any sense, you know who she is.
You know Michelle.
Everyone knows. Maybe you've met her. Hopefully you've met her. If you haven't, hopefully you will one day. Mm-hmm. She's like my aunt, basically.
Yeah.
She is married to my dad's, one of my dad's best friends from college. And her family just stepped into my life in a very pivotal time and just became a home away from home in Texas when my dad was living in London. Mm-hmm. Also, fun fact about me and about Tom. He lived in London when I was in college. And that's why I seem so international. If you can't like kind of like take oh like gosh. Get a little hint of the accent. Like
this is giving self-care vibes.
Self-love.
Oh, self-love.
Don't misquote me. Anyway, so like, yeah, if you think I'm like super posh, like that's why. So anyways, I lived at her house for multiple summers in college and continued to go back and spend at least a week there every summer. The biggest thing I learned from her is hospitality. And that mm-hmm. is something that, I don't know, like I feel so comfortable in her home. And she is really gifted in physical hospitality of like making things beautiful, mm-hmm. but mostly just like making things feel like home and making really simple things beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, and like we kind of talked about this with like Martha Stewart, which is so different. Not Martha Michelle Stewart is Martha, my next role model. But just like making simple things beautiful, and by that, like making people feel really loved. Mm-hmm. Like every time I stay at her house, there's flowers in my room or there's like a new lamp in there. And it's just like really, I don't know. I just always feel so loved and cared for. And she's someone who I like want my friends to come meet because she's really good at asking questions and remembering details about people's lives. And she's very invested.
Yeah.
Like she's so incredibly invested in my life. And if you are an important part of my life, she knows probably most of the important facts about your life and before she even meets you.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, are you this person, this? And they're like, you're like, yeah. And then yeah, you can sit there and get dating advice for an hour or advice about a big decision you're making. And I just like, I would love to be that one day where girls can come over to my house and just sit and talk and walk away feeling refreshed and really poured into. Mm-hmm. I just kind of want to be like her when I grow up, and trying to think what else. Yeah, I mean, she's really good at asking questions without. I don't know. Some people want to give advice, but they don't really give good advice. But she gives like actual good advice, you know.
Yeah,
and she's good at being like that, like take it or leave it, you know.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I love her. She's the best. And oh, and I have to say one more thing. I loved living in their house for multiple summers to be able to see a really sweet marriage that even though it's hard sometimes, like is really honoring to the Lord. And that is just like, and to see a family operating mm-hmm. that way, it just was such a gift. And like, I learned so much from them about family and marriage, and I know I'll continue to. So love them. That's Michelle. Love you, Michelle.
Okay. My next role model is someone...
Martha Stewart.
My next role model is someone who feels like a soulmate of mine who, I don't know, I like felt not a strong connection, but I somehow felt connected to this person before I even knew them. I heard of them and I like knew who they were from a distance. And from the moment that I heard of this person or saw this person, I genuinely was like, I don't know why, but I think you're going to be important in my life. And then she came swooping in also at a really pivotal time mm-hmm. in my life and was just the embodiment of exactly what I felt like I needed in a friend. And the person is Avery Fink. Oh gosh, almost started crying. But that's just how I get with Avery. Like,
just saying her name.
She's my soulmate. Avery is just, she's one of my very best friends in life, and I admire just about everything about her. She is the loudest and craziest person that I've ever met, and that's not necessarily like that the attribute that I am like being like, that's why she's my role model. But she's so fun and she's so inviting and she's so welcoming and has never met a stranger just based off of her personality alone. Yeah. But she is also just so kind and she's so wise and she is so, so incredibly faithful regardless of her circumstances. She's faithful. And I've just don't necessarily think I've always been that way. I'm like, I've always been really honest, but like in my honesty, I'm not always very faithful. And Avery is really honest and really faithful. And it is the biggest gift of my life that I get to be close to Avery. I feel really fortunate. And I'm sorry to all of you losers who aren't as close to Avery as I am, because she is like the kindest and the most understanding and the most honorable and just the most comforting, safe presence. Genuinely, she's so safe. And she's an amazing wife, and hopefully one day she'll be a really amazing mom, and she's an amazing sister and daughter and employee, just every area of her life. I'm like, awesome. Oh my goodness, how are you so amazing?
So awesome.
And I hope that I get to emulate those characteristics, even just a fraction, and that people would see those things in me as well, because knowing Avery has genuinely brought healing to a That's lot of awesome. Parts of my life. And so I love you, Avery, so much. And she also is behind on listening to the podcast, but she's getting caught up. She's getting caught up. So one day she's going to hear this. She's going to be like, oh, wow, amazing. So, yay.
Yay. Me?
Yeah,
you. Okay. What if I said that was my role model?
You're like, frick. Like, oh, like my next role model is myself. I'm going to go ahead and be myself.
I'm still on that self-love journey. My next role model is my friend Emily Hudson. Oh my gosh. Formerly Emily Jernigan. Emily also, I feel like, is someone who, if you know me, you probably know about her. Mm-hmm. She's just someone who just comes up a lot. And I'm like, well, Emily said, or like, well, this happened, like this one time with Emily. She's one of my friends from camp. So we've been friends since 2017.
Wow.
So what is that? 8 years. Oh, that's crazy. Emily and I, I'm like, how do I even, it's hard. You do a very good job, Remedy, of like describing these people, but in a concise way. I'm like, I just like, they're awesome. So these are the things I wrote down about Emily. I feel the need to like explain my entire friendship with her, which is unnecessary, to be like, this is why she's so incredible and so important to me.
You're gonna have to have your own lore.
I know.
Friendship with, lore episode with Emily. And one of my sick
ones. Yeah, literally. When you're really sick.
You're like, when you're actually sick, not just saying you are.
No. Anyways, the things that I wrote down that I admire about Emily. She is such a good friend. Like, she is the way that she does friendship and has maintained friendship throughout seasons of her life is something I aspire to do. She is very steadfast. Like, she has been the same. And we've walked through so many really hard times together and have walked through singleness. And I just got to celebrate her wedding with her. And it's just amazing to see so many prayers answered. And honestly, that's another thing about her. She is so faithful in prayer. I mean, like, I don't know anyone who's talking to the Lord as much as she is. It's awesome.
Amazing.
And I don't know. She's like a precious, perfect angel to me. I'm like, I love her so much. I don't know what else to say. She's just so supportive and kind and wise and devoted and all these things. So that's I love amazing. Her. I love you, Emily. I'm sorry I'm not as eloquent as Remedy is and whatever, but Emily, you know how I feel about you.
You know how she feels, girl.
Like, you literally know. I gave a speech at her. Me and my friends gave a speech at her rehearsal dinner, and I was just like, you're perfect. So, and that was that. She was like, yeah, I know. Just kidding. She didn't say that.
Because she's also incredibly humble.
No, incredibly humble. But she's like, I know you think that about me. I've told her before. But yeah, she's my other one. She's my last role model. I just want to be like Emily when I grow up.
That's awesome.
Totally. Like, she's someone who I want to be like Michelle Wilson in my children's lives.
Yeah.
Who, like, they're going to for advice. And I'm like, please go to her.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely go to Emily.
You're like, I don't know. Let's get in the car.
And, like, also Emily is someone who, like, then, like, because of my friendship with Emily and my friendship with Michelle, Emily has gone over multiple times to Michelle's. And, like, they sit and talk about life.
Yeah.
Like, it's awesome.
That's amazing.
Just awesome. Oh, I love her.
Okay. My last one.
Who's your last one?
My last one is no way they're listening to this podcast. And it's actually really funny. I contemplated, it was like, I don't necessarily speak to this person on a regular basis anymore in my life, but genuinely has impacted me in such a way that I'm like, no, this person is top three role model for me. And you're even going to be shocked about this. But my friend Caleb.
Wait,
I have another Caleb in my life. And it's like, it's not you, Caleb. Like,
if you're listening to this, it's not you.
It's not you.
No offense.
No, this man's name is, he's an older man.
He's a man.
It's feeling crazy to explain. Essentially,
when he was a boss of yours.
He was
a former boss.
Been a boss.
Let's just say
he was
that.
One of my bosses. Like,
he's a man. He's an older man. He's not old.
He's not even old, gosh. But it's like, he's married, like, has three children. That type of vibe. But when I worked at summer camp when I was 19, 20, 21 years old, Caleb was my camp director. Mm-hmm. And he just spoke so much encouragement and identity and life into me. And just as my boss. And I, like, he just, like, gave me confidence to be like, oh my goodness, I am these things. And the Lord has created me in this mm-hmm. way. And just always felt really genuinely just, like, loved and cared for by him in a really fatherly way. And I genuinely, to this day, he lives in Nebraska now. And
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, he's moved to multiple different states. Wow. Since he's not been my boss anymore. Mm-hmm. But I've always said, like, if I'm ever in a place where I'm like, I need somewhere to go, I'm going to Caleb and Hannah's house.
That's awesome.
And I just, yeah, he's told me before, he's like, even if we don't know each other years down the road, when I find out you're getting married, I'm going to be hiding in the bushes. If I don't get an invite, awesome. I'm going to be in the bushes. But of course, he's going to be invited to my wedding. He's been so pivotal in my life. And I just love him so much. He's also the craziest, most outlandish person in the entire world and says the most off the wall things.
And I don't even know him super well. But I'm like, yeah.
He's so funny. He's so himself. He just has that way of being able to push the limits. Mm-hmm. But he's so, like, faithful and reverent mm-hmm. and knows totally. God so deeply that you're never questioning. You're
never,
like,
offended.
You're never offended. You're never like, that was actually genuinely inappropriate.
Yeah.
You're just like, he knows God so much. Like, yeah. I know God was okay with that. That type of vibe. And so to be able to be so caring and genuinely care for people and know mm-hmm. people well and deeply, but also be so crazy in yourself and wild and fun. I'm like, that's amazing, Caleb, mm-hmm. that you're able to to operate that way. And so he's genuinely one of my role models in life. Love you, so Caleb.
So awesome.
I'm going to send this to you.
You should.
And I'm going to be like.
And he's going to love that you were calling him an older man.
He is. For real, he is. So anyways. Okay.
We do, though, have some bonus role models.
Bonus role models.
And it is each other.
Yeah. It felt crazy to like not talk, like say all these nice things about other people
and not so nice things about each other. Like what a missed opportunity.
Yeah.
You should be telling your friends why you love them.
Tell your friends you love them. It's like, check in on your friends.
I was like, okay.
I don't need to make fun of that.
I know. Like, you should be checking on your friends. But that's why it's funny that we're saying it like it's some new revelation. Like, yeah, text your friends. Okay. Moving on.
Okay. So I'm like, you go first.
I'm feeling worried. Like, I'm feeling worried that I'm not going to do a good enough job. I'm feeling insecure about my ability.
No. Well, let me say this, Libby.
I'm not good at exhortation.
No. Let me say this. I thought don't take offense to this, but I genuinely did think the least about yours.
Oh. Because it just came so naturally.
One, it just came so naturally, but like if you're feeling like, oh no, I'm not gonna say like what I need to be saying.
Okay, so it didn't come naturally, you just plopped it on there. Okay, so Remedy's cool. I like her because she's cool. She's got good teeth. You have anything to say about me?
Bro.
Okay, just kidding. These are the things I love about
Libby's hair has gotten longer.
Like just a fact. Not even like a not even saying it's a good thing. Libby's hair continues to grow and like okay, these are things I love about Remedy. These are things I admire about Remedy. It's like I'm about to give a bridesmaid speech. So me and Remedy
it was August 2021.
Oh my gosh, that was scary because it's true.
No, actually,
wait, how did you know that's what I read?
It was 2020.
Oh, just kidding. Okay, what I love about Remedy is it's funny that you said this about Avery. You said something about like she gives, like she's so truthful and honest in like such a loving way. And you were like, I'm not good at that. But I'm like, that's one of the things I said.
That's
like
amazing.
I think, and I also think like your job has grown you in this, but like because you were good at this, you were great at your job. So it's just kind of like which came first. I think you were already good at it, but you've just gotten better in your job and discipling girls, women, whatever. Young girls, not old men. So you're very good at taking yourself out of advice you give others. That's something I really want to grow in. Often I just want to tell people what I think. And you're very good about being like, okay, this is what I think about this, but also like you should pray about it, or like this is what the Lord has to say about it. And you're very good at having that perspective. It's weirder. I wish we could have talked face to face to all of our role models.
Totally.
It's fun to see your nod. I really love that about you. And it's been such a gift in my life to know that like I can come to you and you're going to give me really good advice, not just what you think.
Thanks, Libby.
You're welcome. Also, one more thing.
Okay.
Well, this is just also goes with that, but you just love the Lord so much and you trust him. And I just like have loved watching you walk through so many different things and disappointments and celebrations where you get to surrender to the Lord. I mean, that's kind of like a big thing. Just like Tom. You're just like Tom in that way.
You're similar in that way, Tom.
Like, obviously I need people like that in my life because I need to be doing that. So I love that you really do submit your plans to the Lord. And I feel like I've been so encouraged to do that since us getting closer, since
the past few months,
the past few friends. Weeks when we've started becoming friends.
That's praise God for that.
Yeah. So those are the things I admire about you, but also those are like the deep things. I also love that I almost said confidence, but I'm like confidence from the Lord. I'm like, it's hard because it's like, yes, you are bold and strong, but it's like you've kind of had to be those things. But also like you give the glory to the Lord. You're not like, I'm so awesome. You know, you're like, I can only do this because the Lord is helping me. Mm-hmm. But you're also just a joy to be around. So you're super funny.
Thanks, Lib.
Yeah.
That's so kind.
You're welcome.
Praise God. You see those things in me.
Yeah.
Okay, Libby. I maybe have already told you this, but from the moment that I met you, the first thing, it's really actually amazing because it's just so like evident of this is a characteristic that the Lord has given you. If it is my first impression of you, and I've only continued to see it grow.
What is it?
I'm but so curious. I have always admired just your depth.
Oh, wow.
But I'm going to pair that with something else.
Okay.
Also, but you think so deeply and you feel so deeply and you encourage people deeply and you just care about things deeply. And I really admire that in you and look up to you in that way because it's incredibly easy for me to just be like, whatever, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And you just have this awareness of it does matter. Our life matters and who we are matters and the way that we dress matters and the things that we do matter. Like the way that I speak matters. Everything to you matters because it does. And we wouldn't experience anything on this earth if it didn't matter. And I think you have a really keen awareness of that. And that's like how you live your life. And it's also just inspiring in like in not a superficial way, but even just a like, when I speak to you or when you speak about things, I just feel like encouraged and inspired because you say deep things and it makes me think about things deeper and feel things deeper. And this is funny, but even when we like quote unquote weren't that close, I would tell my other friends, like if I went to hang out with you and then I'd come home and people would be like, how was time with Libby? Mm-hmm. Be like, it was so refreshing. She's so deep. She has such deep things to say about life and me and everything. And so that is a really like people have been blessed by that. I've been blessed by that. People will continue to be blessed by that for the rest of their lives. Like your kids are going to be like, I've got a mom who like really cares deeply and loves me deeply. And
can't do that.
So your depth, but you also pair.
Are you crying?
Yes. My first tears. She just made
like
podcast.
She just made like a skull crossbones face.
I'm like, frick, here we go. But then on the flip side of that, you're also so you can be so lighthearted and so fun. And Libby's middle name's Joy, if you didn't know that. And she exudes joy so well. And it's like you look at like Libby's closet in her bedroom and it's pink and the brightest colors like threw up everywhere. And that's like what she looks like on the outside, which is so life-giving and so enjoyable to be around. And it's like, oh, I want to be near that person because they are exuding so much light and joy. But then you get to sit with you and like talk to you and you're like, oh my gosh. And there's so much depth there also. So it's really amazing. And the Lord has gifted you so much in that way. So
love you. Love you too. Oh my gosh. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Also, I just was laughing like you saying, I was like super deep. I'm like, I don't know if our listeners can... I don't know if they're probably like, who is that?
She's talking about someone else.
I don't know if that's a Libby we've been hearing. Sorry, guys.
If you've ever been like, this podcast is like so stupid, like these two idiot girls, like think again, like if you need to ever be reminded about like, why am I listening to this? Like, think, go back to the last 5 minutes of this podcast and listen like, about how we're amazing.
Self-love, baby. Self-love.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. That's so... Yeah, that was great. You guys should do that.
Yeah.
Tell your friends you love them. Tell them how you feel.
Oh, man. Really, that was fun. Loved that was so doing fun. That. Oh. And if we are your role models, then go ahead and tell us.
Go ahead and tell us.
Don't be shy.
We'll leave a space in here and like you guys send us voice memos and we'll put them in. Okay, ready?
Bruh.
So thank you guys. Thank you for everyone who sent in some audio messages. We love you guys.
We couldn't do it without you.
Anyways, next time you guys hear from us, we will have been to a role model concert. So
and we won't be being so serious. So
yeah, probably not.
We will be back to our regularly scheduled programming next week.
Do you have anything to leave them with? Oh my gosh, I do have something to say. Remedy, I completely forgot.
What?
I have some crush points to give away.
Oh my gosh.
Some celebrity crush points to give away.
That's amazing. Go ahead and give them.
So, okay. So when we did our crush points episode, I was like, I could do celebrity crushes, whatever. But I just wasn't feeling super passionate. I can't really give like all seven to one celebrity.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But I don't really
that means you are like in love with that person.
I'm not in love with any. I have to stand up. It's like I'm in the dent. I just have to give I have to give 4 points to somebody.
Okay. Four. Okay.
And I did have a dream about him, and that's not the first time I've had a dream about a celebrity where we're dating. But me and this celebrity, we were we had dated, and then I thought he was dating someone else, but turns out he wasn't. And so then I was like, oh my gosh, and I was about to confess my love to him. And then he told me I had really wronged him in the past, and I couldn't figure out what it was. He's like, don't you remember that thing you said? And I was like, huh? And I think, and I remember at some part of the dream, it was something about Harry Potter.
Oh,
I'm sorry. What do you mean? I said something rude about Harry Potter and you don't want to be with me anymore. Exactly. You'll never be Harry. You're not the chosen one. So anyways, it was Milo Manheim. And when I told Remedy about this, she was like, I don't know who that is, which we're not surprised. Remedy doesn't know any celebrities. I've
never heard that name in my life.
So honestly, I can't really remember where our relationship started, because Abigail told me about him because she just knows everybody. He is a Disney star. He was in Zombies 1, Zombies 2, and Zombies 3. Oh, and Zombies 4.
Which he's the main zombie. The main
zombie. He's like the Zac Efron of zombies. He's like the Troy Bolton. Okay. So he also
was in a Christian movie, Journey to Bethlehem. Did he play Joseph?
It's looking like it. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
He's Christian maybe.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So anyways, he was in Prom Pact, which is actually a really good movie. I should watch that soon. And I just saw a TikTok of him the other day, and he's just and he was on Dancing with the Stars. So he came to visit Chandler, who was also in Zombies, I think. And he, oh my gosh, looking at this picture of him from Swoon.
That's your man.
It's him with a zombie, and he looks like a zombie with green hair and red eyes. Anyways, but in my dream, we were in love, but he was really hurt by me. He was really hurt by me. And I woke up and I was heartbroken. I was I can't believe I did that to him. I don't know what it was. So anyways, He is a new celebrity crush for me, because all of my celebrity crushes are incredibly unattainable. I'll tell you what they are.
Okay.
So he right now, I think he has 3 points.
I thought you said he had 4.
I'm giving him 3 because I'm remembering Jonathan Bailey exists.
Okay.
So he has 3 points. Jonathan Bailey has 2. Joey Grazadeh has 1. And Andrew Garfield has 1. Is that 7? Total?
Wow. Yeah. But wow.
What?
Okay.
What?
I'm just Joey and Andrew are on the same level for you.
Well, I can't give right now. Milo Andrew's is higher.
Going to have one.
He's always going to have one. Joey's he's going to have one. So Andrew's just holding on. But Jonathan Bailey's just more I'm going to see Jurassic Park with him this summer. Jurassic World. Anyways, this is totally a different way to end the episode. Totally. I just had to say this.
This is the last episode.
What?
This is belongs in the last
episode. I know it does, but I had to say it.
That's update.
And if my crush points change, I will let you guys know, and I hope you do the same.
Yeah.
Have yours changed? Are they the same? Cowboy still has your heart?
Oh my gosh, no. My crush points have totally changed.
Oh.
I don't think I have any to give away anymore.
Well, mine are just celebrities.
Cowboy doesn't have my heart. That one person with the 1 point that was real doesn't have one anymore. Nobody has a point anymore.
Heyo, that's new. Okay. Well, Milo has 3 of my celebrity crush points.
I actually, this is really funny. So the other night I was bored, so I re-downloaded Hinge. Which, I created a Hinge a long time ago, was on it for, 1 second, literally, less than 24 hours. And then I got scared. I was like, that's just a scary world. There are a lot of people out there that, I don't want to interact with.
Mm-hmm.
No offense to the people. I'm just we don't vibe like that. So my account's been paused for, months and months and months and months since. But I was bored the other day. I couldn't go to sleep. So I got it again. Got on. And then paused it again because I got scared again. And then I told my roommates, and then they came into my room last night, and we looked at People on Hinge for so long last night, and I sent a like to someone, but you're gonna crack up at who it is. Like, you might not know, like, he has 1.2 million followers on Instagram. He's not famous, but he's in the Christian realm. And his name is Joe Christian Guy.
Huh?
And he, like, went to A&M. He went to a private school in DFW with my best friend, Abby.
No way.
And, like, he's, like, an actual person. And he still, like, lives in DFW. He lives in Frisco. And I saw him on Hinge. So I sent him a like.
Oh.
Isn't that crazy? We can't be talking. Actually, I don't know if we can talk about this because, like, what if he hears it?
Will he? Well, maybe he should know.
He makes a lot. He only makes, like, Christian meme content. Uh-oh. And some of them are really funny.
He posted something about the weather. He literally posted a story, and it's just the degrees.
Uh-oh.
He's boring. All he does is post about the weather.
Libby's bored by him.
I'm bored.
So that was it. And then immediately the account got paused again. And so.
Bummer. That was fun while it lasted.
Fun while it lasted. Okay.
Sorry to end this in a weird way, but I just had to say that.
Love, love, love.
Love you. Love our role models. Wait, you know love what role I model.
To talk about again, but like, it's
your,
not the time.
Your computer's about to die, for real.
I'm wanting to talk about books again.
What books?
Just like books in general.
Okay.
Don't know.
Maybe we'll talk about them next time.
I'm getting addicted.
Okay, great. We'll maybe talk about some books next time.
Okay.
Okay, well, that's what you guys have to look forward to.
And that was too much.
And that's a wrap.
Bye.